Call to order this assembly meeting of the City and Borough of Langville, Alaska on April 12, 2016, at 7:00 p.m. The pledge of allegiance this evening will be led by Assemblymember Julie Decker, after which, if you remain standing for the invocation to be given by Don McConaughey.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before I say the prayer, I want to remind each and every one of us that we have gone through a very traumatic time this week, not only with the loss of lives in this town, but of a townsperson who was lost by the glacier and now is recovering and safe. We have one child that is, I call her a child, that needs to recover and come back to Southeast Alaska. So as we pray for you people who are in charge of our community, please keep in mind how short a time that we have to do the things that need to be done. Let us pray. Dear Lord, in this time of need of our community, we look more and more to our leaders of the community to do the things that need to be done to benefit all of the citizens of Langville. Please give them the wisdom and the care that they need to make the decisions that will be suitable to all living within the boundaries of our area. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. We do have one ceremonial matter this evening, a proclamation. Whereas the Office of the Municipal Clerk, a time-honored and vital part of local government, exists throughout the world, and whereas the Office of the Municipal Clerk is the oldest among public servants, and whereas the Office of the Municipal Clerk provides a professional link between the citizens, the local governing bodies and agencies of government at other levels, and whereas municipal clerks have pledged to be ever mindful of their neutrality and impartiality, rendering equal service to all. Whereas the municipal clerk serves as the information center on functions of local government and community. Whereas municipal clerks continually strive to improve the administration of the affairs of the Office of the Municipal Clerk through participation in education programs, seminars, workshops, and the annual meetings of their state, province, county, and international professional organizations. Whereas it is most appropriate that we recognize the accomplishments of the Office of the Municipal Clerk. Now therefore, I, David L. Jack, Mayor of the City and Borough of Langville, do recognize the week of May 1st through May 7th, 2016 as Municipal Clerks Week, and further extend appreciation to our Municipal Clerk, Kim Lane, and to all Municipal Clerks for the vital services they perform and their exemplary dedication to the communities they represent. Roll call, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Present.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Here.
Powell?
Here.
Mitchell? And Mayor Jack?
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Does anyone have any amendments? Conflict of interest. Does anybody have any conflict of interest in any item on the agenda? Item 5, consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed under the consent agenda and those marked with an asterisk. Items 6A, 7A, 7B, and 7C.
Second.
Been moved in second. Any discussion?
I'd like to amend that motion to bring up 7C under unfinished business so that we can discuss it.
I'll second it.
Been moved in second to amend the consent agenda to remove item 7C and place it on the agenda. That would be under item 13E.
12A, under unfinished.
That's unfinished business, is it? Yeah, 12A. Any discussion on the amendment? Poll vote, please.
Assemblymembers Blake?
Yes.
Prisanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Now to the original motion on the consent agenda. Any discussion on that?
Original motion as amended, right?
Pardon me?
Original
motion as amended, yes. Poll vote, please.
Assemblymembers Powell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prisanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 8, Borough Manager's Report.
First thing is I will be leaving town tomorrow on the afternoon plane for about a week for a couple things in Seattle. Carol Rushmore will be in charge when I'm gone. She, I notified our lobbyist and to make sure, and also Kim, to anything that comes in from the legislature, anything going on there. If we have to testify, she'll be in touch with me daily or whenever she needs to, so we have that covered. Just a couple other things. State process going on right now, and of course it's a moving target every day and you never know quite what's going on, but there's a couple things that have been better news than we had expected. The PERS thing is they look like they're going to raise the employer rate 4.5%. Their reports from their actuarial person come back better than expected, and so they're dropping that right now, which is would have cost us about $150,000 to $180,000 a year. At the end of the third year, it wouldn't start that way. But and then the revenue sharing program, the Senate has changed that to call it a municipal assistance instead of revenue sharing. Revenue sharing was tied more to oil. And what their proposal is actually smaller towns would do better and the larger communities would do worse. Because a lot of the smaller towns, even much smaller than us, some of those revenue sharing monies were somewhere in the neighborhood of up to, I think, 40% of their total revenues. And a lot of those would just fold up if they didn't have that. Wrangell was evidently right at the right level that we benefited the most of any community in Alaska. So from the status quo program to this new one. So if that happens, that would be very good. But it's got to go to the House yet. This is a Senate bill. And of course, you have a lot of House members in Anchorage and Fairbanks and all these bigger communities. So, but you also have some of those in the Senate too. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. We're putting in our budget until we know the worst case scenario that we, if they keep it the status quo, that what we're going to get there. But we'll keep an eye on that. And Move that along. The project down here by Ramey's, the sewer pump project, that's on schedule. That was the critical one. We have to be done with all the paperwork and everything by June 30th. They will probably be done with the one there within the next week or so. And there were some delays with their electrician guy. And so the second one, we shouldn't have that problem. And they figure about 2 weeks, so we should be done by 10th of May, 15th of May at the latest. And so we'll have plenty of time to get all the paperwork in to the state, so that's really good news. And I know last fall it looked pretty bleak because it was a $1 million project and it was We didn't have the money, and it took us almost 5 months to get the additional grant money, so it was well worth the effort, and it looks like it's going to work out. Some other things on here I would like to point out. That Steve's son is in one of the pictures here in the fire department, so.
What?
And my granddaughter is under the library report, so I just happened to get her in there. So other than that, if anybody has any questions?
The last we'd heard about Evergreen Road was they weren't going to start paving until next year. However, this spring they were supposed to start some of the side work and some of the prep work. Have you had any updates on that and when they're planning on beginning that stuff?
I just talked to two of the gentlemen here this week. A couple things have happened. Our lobbyist, and I'll answer your question in a second, but you never know when you go to bid if you're going to have enough money. And there was some money left over in a previous project in our region here, and our lobbyist in Washington, D.C. found that, about $500,000. So we contacted the state, and it couldn't be used for anything else other than something that was already programmed through DOT. So this, we're trying to get that money allocated to this project. And some of the things they've had to maybe take out because of the budget, maybe they can put back in. But to answer your question, the latest thing is they're starting right about now for property acquisitions. So they've got to go through that process first. We were told last fall that by pretty soon here they would be bidding it, and there was a chance they would do it. And now it looks like it's not going to be bid until July maybe. But then they can't, their rule is they can't, just because of it gets cooler and cooler, they can't pave after asphalt after a certain date. And so it's likely that if they go to bid, the contractor can go in there and do underground things like, retaining walls, culverting, anything like that. But any paving would probably be done in the spring, early summer of 2017.
Any other questions? Comments? Thank you.
Jeff, just quickly.
Go ahead.
Just quickly, have you had any communication with any state officials regarding our health center nurse not being replaced? Okay.
Is she leaving?
She's, yeah, gone.
I wasn't aware of that.
Okay. Well, I would like, I don't know if this is appropriate or if I should do it when I have chance to speak, but I'd sure like to see us chasing that down.
Sure.
Just like our state trooper, it's another professional position out of our community, and I think we really need to make noise about it. And as a community, that person, male or female, provides a vital service to the community, and it would be a shame to have it go away.
I didn't notice that was advertised for that position, but that doesn't mean they won't pull it out either.
Well, right now, the last I saw is it's an itinerant role with, I believe, out of Ketchikan, and I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead. If you have some information on that.
Dan, I think so. I wrote I followed up on that a couple weeks ago, and right now they have an itinerant position to fill that in until they get a permanent position. But talking to the state, they have no intention of cutting that position, or I can't remember which other community, was Haynes or something, but they were in a similar situation since October.
Okay. I'd just really like to see us voice our support. Thanks, Dan.
And even if they don't have, it doesn't hurt to lobby to keep it, just so even if they don't have plans to cut it, you never know.
In this environment right now.
Well, they might have difficulty getting someone to fill that position, just say, well, we'll just do away with it, too.
Right.
Good point. Any further questions, comments?
So there's a couple things. Carol wanted me to make sure that you all knew, and the public too, that on the planning and zoning website, on our borough website, there is links to the marijuana regulations and all kinds of information on there, and I have spent quite a bit of time on that website and going through the regulations, and it's intimidating. Once you start going through it, it's not. And so it's pretty easy to understand and work through, and they're frequently asked questions. I know they keep those up, and they are really, really, really good. So there's that. And then also, of course, we have the AML Summer Legislative Conference coming up, and we needed to kind of talk about that a little bit and see who would like to go. I only have one budgeted for this upcoming, on this budget. I can change that if need be. However, it's in Wasilla, and it's going to be expensive, more expensive than normal.
If the, I'll check to see if that policy committee is going to meet. If they're not, then I don't need to go.
Okay.
I don't know that they are. We did make a commitment to be at those meetings.
And I had put my name on the list, but it was just if others weren't interested, so that's fine.
Well, if there's any assembly member, you know, I'm not planning on going myself. So, you know, I was going to if nobody else did, basically what it amounts to, because we need to keep our face in there, but
I'd like to go.
I can't let Steve go by himself.
Wait a minute.
I don't know about the two of you going together.
No, I go with
them. So I have a question. Is the Policy and Sustainability Committee, would that be part of
yeah. It usually meets. That's why it's on the path.
They are meeting.
Okay. Since you're the vice mayor.
5:30 to 5:30 on Tuesday the 16th.
You know, it's the day before the AML. So.
Okay.
Are you on that?
Yes, I'm on that.
So I think that I would, of course, step back if Becky's policy group was meeting, because that would make the most sense to have her go there for that, because if we've made a commitment to it, we should see it through. If it isn't meeting and she doesn't have a preference, then I'd love to go up.
I think it would be a good idea, and I think it would be a good idea to stick with what we have budgeted, just because of the upcoming possible woes. And
yeah.
I think it would look
so
good.
You're going to go?
You don't get to go anyways.
I'll have my own meeting here by myself.
And that's all I have.
Take myself.
Unless there are any questions. Oh, wait. Huh? Got the new phone.
Oh,
did you
all
see
right.
that?
Did you try it out?
Well, I tried it out myself. And Assemblymember Powell offered to let me call the office and try it out, but I haven't done that yet. So.
Okay, thank you. Item 10, Mayor Assembly Reports and Appointments. Does any assembly member have any reports?
I just wanted to say that I've been following some of the legislation at you know, and there was a bill out there to eliminate the Alaska Performance Scholarship Program, which basically pays for a portion of kids' tuition from Alaska high school graduates if they go in state. And it sounds like the comments were pretty much 100% opposed to that, and they decided to drop that bill. So, I mean, besides all the other budget issues going on, that was something that grabbed my attention, and I know a lot of other people in town, so I just want to let people know that, from what I understand, they've dropped that bill.
Thank you. Okay. Item 10B, appointment to fill the vacancies on various city boards, committees, and commissions. We have one on expired term on Planning and Zoning Commission. I'm going to go through these all at once to save time. Economic Development Committee also has one until 10, October 2018. Nolene Center has two. One is both of them expire on expired terms till October 2018. We have no letters of interest for any of those, have we? Okay. The next one is the appointment to fill a vacancy on the Wrangell Medical Center Hospital Board on expired term ending October 2016. We don't have any letters of interest for that. That might be a mood issue here shortly anyway. But at this time, we still have to continue with it. Okay. So item 11, persons to be heard. We have just to let everyone know that this opportunity for any member of the audience to speak on an item that is on the agenda. When the agenda item comes up, you will not have an opportunity to speak on it unless the assembly has specific questions regarding the item. So, Christy, you had signed up to speak on two different items. I'm sure that somebody will have questions.
The second item, 13B, I want to speak to that point once it comes up on the agenda, please.
13B. Well, if an assembly member requests, you can.
Okay.
Otherwise, you have to do it now.
Okay, great. That's fine. A little change there. On behalf of the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce, I personally extend our invitation to all of you and the city staff as well to attend our rescheduled 2016 annual membership dinner. It has been rescheduled to April 22nd, Friday at 6 p.m. at the Nolan Center. So we hope you can all attend.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Okay, 13B is a proposed resolution regarding the Wrangell Landless, and I'm putting on another hat. I'm the vice president for the appointed interim board for the Wrangell Landless Natives of Wrangell. Mayor Jack and assembly members, thank you for placing our proposed resolution on this evening's agenda. On behalf of the Landless Natives of Wrangell, a locally appointed interim board, we respectfully ask that the City and Borough of Wrangell adopt this resolution supporting the passage of said legislation to bring forward a fair and just settlement for the benefit of the natives of Wrangell and for the good of the entire community. The Landless Natives of Wrangell appointed interim board, and it's comprised of four officers. LaVon Johnson, Garvey now, is the president. Myself, vice president. Brad Fletch, treasurer. And Marzia Shank, who is the secretary. Unfortunately, the remaining officers were unable to attend this evening. Our main responsibility is to conduct an election voting in a board of directors by a majority vote. When Congress does pass our landless bill, they will expect that we have valid, legally recognized organizations in each community to accept the land settlement. Those five communities are Tenneke, Haynes, Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan. Leo Barlow and Richard Reinhardt Jr. are in Washington, D.C. as I speak this evening, visiting with their Alaska congressional delegation regarding the landless bill. This is their third visitation to D.C. regarding the landless bill. Thank you all for your support.
Thank you. Item 12A, POA-2014-109, for a request from Big Bite Fishing, Mark Mitchell, to construct a facility to moor boats and planes used for commercial activities associated with Big Bite Fishing. I'd just like to state for the record and for the listening audience, that Mr. Mitchell is not in attendance tonight, so he, otherwise he would have a conflict of interest. And just to clarify that he is.
I'll make a motion to approve POA-2014-109 for a request from Big Bites Fishing, Mark Mitchell, to construct a facility to board boats and planes used for commercial activities associated with Big Bites Fishing.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
I had a concern when reading over the length of the breakwater that he wants to put in is 580 some feet. That's pretty far out there. And I know that the city is right now working on a plan to look at that area for development. So I wonder if it's premature in us supporting this permit request before we understand exactly what they're going to come out, what's going to come out of there. Because I think it could impact the way a ship comes in and docks at that deep water port. Because that's 580 feet is pretty big, pretty long. So that was my concern, that maybe we table this. And also when I talked to Kim about it, she said that there's a process that you go through to do this, and this may be a little bit coming the cart before the horse. So, and she can explain that much better than I.
Well, so back in 2014, June 24, 2014, the Assembly did approve the classification of the tidelands as requested by Mark Mitchell and directed me to order the survey and the appraisal once the fees are paid. So I sent a letter to Mr. Mitchell and explained that to him and kind of what the steps would go. And he had said that he wanted to wait and go through the process that you're looking at tonight first, the getting the permit first, and that as it got closer, then he would pay the fees and such. So he hasn't paid the fees, and so on my end, it's on hold. Once the fees are paid, then I would order the survey, or I would order the survey, and then once the survey is received, I would order the appraisal based on the survey, and then it would come back to the Assembly for approval of the tidelands based on the survey. Or excuse me, the appraisal. And if the Assembly wanted to sell them, or not sell them, excuse me, lease them. And I know Carol's not here, but I did speak with Carol Rushmore, Economic Development Director, and she had sent, back when Mr. Mitchell had requested the classification of the tidelands or to lease the tidelands, a letter to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers explaining that Mr. Mitchell does not own or is not leasing these tidelands from us as of yet, so it's premature to issue a permit. And so I'm not sure what she got back in return from that. But I know she's planning on doing the same thing for this because he hasn't actually been given authorization to lease these tidelands. It is premature.
So he's just applying to the Army Corps for a permit to build the breakwater, correct? And then he would have to get the tideland lease.
Well, but he should go through the process of to lease the tidelands to say, I've been given authorization from the Assembly to lease these tidelands. Now I would like to apply for and get this permit.
I don't see how the Army Corps of Engineers would even issue a permit on property that he has no legal right to.
That's why Carol was going to send them the letter saying that. And that's why it was taken off of that part of the agenda, I believe, to discuss.
You know, we run into this a lot where someone wants to buy a piece of property and use something like this or a zoning change or contracts, you know, WCA was going through this, and it's kind of the
they don't want to buy it unless they know what's going to happen. So if, you know, in Mark's case, if he was to buy this and then the court denies it, then maybe he didn't want it.
Lease it.
And then, and some of these zoning things, the same kind of thing. It's always a tricky thing that you can't really apply for something until you own it. Now, in WCA's situation, I think Lisa, it was something that pending they come in and that there is a sale, it would happen. But so I understand maybe Mark's confusion or the issue there, that maybe he's trying to make sure that they will, you know, actually issue a permit, but then if you can't apply for it if you don't own it. And so it's kind of a chicken egg thing.
Right. Well, so is it possible that the court could issue it conditionally, given he receives the lease?
I don't know.
Is that what Carol's?
Carol was going to send them a letter if she hasn't already. I don't have a copy of it. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe, you know, if I were to contact Mark and say, okay, they're going to move forward with this, then he needs to pay the fees and move in the process. I don't think he would start. I mean, I don't know, but.
Go ahead, Dan. Okay, I know we talked about it a little bit earlier, just a couple of people did, and I'm all for selling lands off and getting them on tax rolls and all that stuff. I mean, I've always been, okay? Talking to Carol today, I know now in 2014 we weren't really looking at mill property, and we were looking to expand and all that stuff, and you know, move Boyer, Northland, AML all out. That's what we weren't looking at, but right now we are in the process of looking at buying this property and maybe developing it and all that stuff. And I think it's a little premature to give this lease out without knowing what could happen out there and what this property is worth, the property that's adjacent to all this water right now. So, I mean, I would implore that we look at that more extensively now that we are looking at putting a lot of money out for the property of the mill property. That's just, I mean, like I say, I'm all for putting money, property on tax rolls and stuff, but that land out there could potentially be worth a lot more if it's able to get water access to it.
My understanding, we've already approved the lease of the tide lands.
The assembly approved the classification, and for me to move forward to get the survey and the appraisal at once he's paid. So, but not the approval of the sale or to sell it to him.
Or to lease.
Or to lease it.
Yeah, to lease the tide land. Okay. All right. Yes.
You know, one thing, if the assembly would like me to do this, we can certainly send his application and the map and information to the people, our consultants that are looking at this, and get their view on, is this going to be something that, how they would consider that in the whole investigation that they're doing, and at least give an opportunity for them to give us their two cents on what they think of whether this would be a good thing or bad thing. And I think their report is supposed to come out in May, I believe. May or early June, I think. So at least we would have some input back from them, what they think, if this is something that would be a really bad thing, or no, it wouldn't affect what they think at all. So that might be worth doing.
We have another opportunity to vote on this lease, mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes.
So if we did that, at least they would be considering it. That was my concern, that how he was building this might be impactful, and so I feel good about that.
So looking at this map in front of us, and what's in our packet that he's provided that shows the line of the fill and the dock and stuff, it looks to me like that fill would be inside, I don't know if you can see, but inside this line here, that kind of, so inside the edge
Yeah, I did the same thing.
And so I don't think that that's, I mean, he wouldn't be able to fill that if it was deep water port right there. That's, that looks to me like a, it's a shallow area that's close in there. And so I don't see that that would be impactful. Really, right
it's
there?
Deep, yes.
How's he gonna fill if it's that deep?
Money. It only takes money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look what he did out of the Heritage Harbor. Just money.
I'm gonna
I wish he was here so he could speak to it.
Yeah. You know, to me,
because I want to see it go. I want to see any.
I'd recommend that we postpone this till after it's said to the people doing this study.
I would agree.
And until we have more information, the actual fact, what we're dealing with here. Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to send it to the
postpone
it and send it to the people doing the survey on the land until we get that information. I'd like to table it.
Postpone it.
Second.
There may be a second. Any discussion? Pull the vote, please.
All right. Assembly members Persanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13, new business, 13A, proposed ordinance number 1916, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Chapter 3.32, Medical Center and Long-Term Care Facility Board and Administration of the Wrangell Municipal Code to reduce the number of board members from 9 to 7 and to provide for a transition provision to implement this ordinance. This is a first reading.
Move to approve the first reading of ordinance number 916 and move to a second with a public hearing on April 26, 2016.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Full vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, proposed resolution number 04-16-1341. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, supporting the landless natives of Wrangell.
Move to adopt resolutions number 04-16-1341.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
I have a question for Christy.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So under one of the whereases in the resolution talks about the bill that that Alaska's congressional delegation has.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what that contains and what the compensation and recognition and all that would entail?
I wish I could, but one of our appointed officials are not here tonight. And like I said before, Richard Reinhart Jr. and Leo Marlowe are in D.C. They left Sunday. They're all over Facebook. What I do know, Assembly Member Deckers, it's been quite a process. And there's just a lot of more work to be done. And a few years back, I think it was 2006, the interim board was appointed. That many years ago, and they had a certain responsibility was to hold that election, to have an elected board represent just Wrangell, just like the other four other communities are doing as well. So there is the Southeast Landless board, and they're a completely different board. We're the smaller board. We're just given our task to do, so. I know that doesn't say much. It's just, I just wish I had some other people with me.
Sure. And the process of creating legislation can be messy.
It can.
But I'm just trying to get my head wrapped around a little bit. So folks are back there and they're working with the congressional delegation.
Yes, this is their third time.
But there actually is a piece of legislation in the House and the Senate.
Yes, and it's it states in here that there is one Senate Bill 872, mm-hmm. And then there was also the House Bill 2386.
But you haven't seen those, or
it's been a while, and I haven't brought that with me. And I apologize. Okay. I apologize for that.
I think it'd be appropriate to read this into the record, this resolution into the record.
Would you like me to read it?
If you would, please. I'm getting kind of dry.
Sure. So resolution 04-16-1341, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, supporting the landless natives of Wrangell, whereas in 1971, Congress enacted the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act to recognize and settle the Aboriginal claims of Alaska Natives to their homelands and provide for establishment of Native corporations to receive and manage funds and lands awarded in the settlement of claims of all Alaska Natives. And whereas in Southeast Alaska, five traditional Native communities were left out of the Claims Settlement Act, including our community of Wrangell, one of the oldest Native communities in Southeast Alaska for reasons unknown. And whereas in 1971, a total of 747 Alaska Natives enrolled to the Native Village of Wrangell, and today a much larger number are enrolled to our community through inheritance and gifting of shares. And whereas, because of the exclusion of our Native Village, we and our heirs have been denied the cultural, economic, and social benefits that other Southeast communities have enjoyed that benefit not only Native residents, but all others as well. And whereas in 1993, Congress directed the Secretary of the Department of Interior to prepare a report examining the reasons why the unrecognized communities, including Wrangell, had been denied eligibility to form Native corporations under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. This report is known as the ISER, University of Alaska Institute of Social and Economic Research Report. And whereas the report noted that our community appeared on early versions of the legislation enacting the Claims Settlement Act, that inclusion and subsequent omission was never clearly explained in any provision of the act or in the accompanying conference report. And whereas Alaska's congressional delegation has now introduced legislation in the U.S. House of Representatives by Congressman Don Young in a bill titled H.R. 2386, the Unrecognized Southeast Alaska Native Communities Recognition and Compensation Act, and in the U.S. Senate in bill titled S.872 with the same name by Senator Lisa Murkowski and Senator Dan Sullivan. And whereas ISER report referenced above found no meaningful distinction between the Native Village of Wrangell and other communities in sections 14 and 16 of the Act, and therefore no justification for omissions from the list of communities eligible to form urban or group corporations under ANCSA, and further testimony has been given in the U.S. Congress supporting our claims to our customary and traditional homes. Now therefore be it resolved that the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska supports the passage of said legislation to bring about a fair and just settlement for the benefit of natives of Wrangell and for the good of the entire community.
Your Honor, thank Assembly, excuse me, on the third whereas, it talks about a total of 747 Alaska Natives enrolled to the Native Village of Wrangell. Over the years, you know, we have lost a lot of Natives, so that number has dropped. And secondly, April 6th, the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce Board did a resolution very similar to this.
Mayor? Yeah. Well, I just want to say for the record, I support this and we'll vote for it. And it's, you know, really unbelievable that Wrangell Natives were left out of the whole process. So I'm just really curious as to what the bill says and how they're going to
go
about
it.
Sure,
and my apologies.
So if you can get a copy,
absolutely,
to us,
I will send it to Kim tomorrow. Oh. My apologies for not bringing those tonight.
Great. Thank you.
Any further comments or questions? Thank you, Krista. Roll call, please.
Assembly members Rainey?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Thank you, kindly.
Thanks, Krista.
Thank you.
Oh, Krista,
can I give you that? 13C, approval to surplus city surplus equipment.
I'll move to adopt, oops, wrong thing. move to approve the items listed as surplus, that these items be advertised for bid as required under Wrangell Municipal Code 5.10.060 and authorize the borough manager to dispose of any items not bid on in a manner that is in the best interest of the city.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
Question for Jeff, please. I noticed that some of the items were procured with grants, specifically the boning machine and those sort of things. And I just want to, I think, I know the answer to this, but I just want to clearly state it. There is no hiccups or problems or issues with us liquidating those assets after receiving grant funds to procure them.
No. We contacted the state and they did a bunch of research and we've got an email that says that we can do, go through, as long as we're going through our procurement code to get rid of them. And the only thing that they would like to do is any of the funds that we get that go back to some similar cause of supporting the fishermen or something like that, which is kind of what it was for originally. So anyway, that's what we'll do. And I talked to Greg about it, and I don't know exactly what he would like to do in the harbors to do that, but that's what we plan to do. But there is no other restrictions. We were afraid we'd have to pay. The city had a match in this originally, mm-hmm. and so we thought maybe we'd have to pay the state share back. But we got 60, or the grant was for 60%. We'd have to give them 60%. And I think it's been long enough that they feel that the stuff is its useful life in that industry, and so.
Thank you.
We've got written confirmation that.
Good. Thank you.
Any further discussion or questions? Hold up, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, approval of the bid received from Tyler Rental Incorporated for the purchase of a Genie articulated man lift.
Move to approve a contract award to Tyler Rental, Inc. for the supply of Genie articulated man lift in the amount of $42,500 with funding to come from the approved fiscal year 16 capital fund for public works.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Pull vote, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rainey?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's final summary report was provided to the assembly. Item 15, executive session. We have none. Item 16, adjournment at 7:48 p.m.